Since he was a publisher and writer, it is not surprising that Rayburn maintained files in the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia of the works of other writers and of information about them. The OFE is a valuable and sometimes unique source for biographical and bibliographical data for obscure Ozark authors. Under M, he has a file on Mary Elizabeth Prather Mankey. She lived on a farm near Forsyth, Missouri, and was a correspondent for the Taney County Republican for 44 years. For more than 30 years, Mrs. Mankey was a postmistress at Oasis and at Mincy. She wrote about the town of Oasis, population 27. According to an article in the Kansas City Star, Sunday, August the 4th, 1935, she was named the best rural newspaper correspondent in the U.S. by the Crowell Publishing Company. The prizes included $50 and a trip to New York and Washington, D.C. The Metropolitan papers had a wonderful time covering her visit. She claimed never before to have ridden a train or even an elevator. Mayor LaGuardia of New York presented her with a model of a ship in a bottle after someone heard her say that she had always wanted one. "The mayor was very nice," she recalled. "He said he was afraid he didn't know where the ship came from, but he had a good idea where the bottle came from." According to a piece Rayburn wrote in 1947, a rather uppish newsman asked her to define the news. "Let me tell you," Mary Mankey answered him gently, "about Will Knowlton's three little girls. They picked 60 gallons of huckleberries. Think of that. And their uncle carried the berries all the way to Springfield in his little old truck and sold them for 50 cents a gallon. That's what I call news. Huckleberries are awful little." When she visited Washington, she declined an invitation to visit President Franklin Roosevelt. She said, "Thinking of George Washington, Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Grant, Cleveland, and Wilson, I could not bear to go in and see the man who now sits as their successor." Response to these remarks was quick and severe. Virgil Adamson of Jefferson City wrote a heavily sarcastic letter published August the 10th, 1935, in the Springfield Leader, taking exception to her performance in the Urban East. It is not difficult to imagine the flutter of anticipation that must have swept Gotham when the news became general that you were to visit New York City. How thrilling it must have been to our urban brethren to look upon you with the realization that here in the flesh and blood was the result of the survival of the fittest among primitive people, that perhaps for the first and last time they were gazing upon a species soon to be entirely extinct. I refer to the good old Ozark Republican. Yes, Mrs. Mankey, you certainly put on a good show. We Ozarkians are pleased that you did not once step out of character by acknowledging the fact that anything in New York could compare with the Ozarks, or that anything in President Roosevelt's administration could compare to the late Mr. Hoover's regime. Your querulous and destructive Republican criticisms and the petty remarks you made concerning a visit to President Roosevelt showed that as far as the welfare of your beloved Ozarks is concerned, you would do well to stick to straight news reporting and not venture into the field of politics. With all due respect to the many gray hairs in your head, is it true that you had never ridden in a train or in an elevator? Of course, that makes a good news story, just as criticism of the New Deal appeals to a few people. But we home folks are pretty well acquainted with both sides of the question. We know the truth, that the Ozarks are well satisfied with President Roosevelt, that the Republican Party is dead as the proverbial dodo bird, and that Mrs. Mary Elizabeth Mankey's isolation in the wilds of the Ozark Mountains is purely imaginary. Typically, Rayburn's obituary column, published in the August 1948 issue of the Ozark Guide is only enthusiastic praise. Here is part of it. Mrs. Mankey was known to thousands of readers as an authority on Ozark's lore. Her first writing, beginning when she was only 14 years old, was for the Taney County Republican, and for 55 years she scarcely missed an issue. For many years she has regularly contributed poetry, reminiscence, and neighborhood comment to the Springfield Daily Newspaper's Wastebasket column, and she had a very wide following.